The light has gone out of our lives, and there is darkness everywhere. And I do not quite know what to tell you and how to say it. Our beloved leader, Bapu as we called him, the father of the nation, is no more.
That was Indian Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru announcing the death of Mohandas Gandhi on All India Radio, January 30th, 1948. Indians were shocked and saddened by the news of the Mahatma's death, but Gopal Godse was neither. Mr. Godse's brother Naturam was the man who shot the Mahatma. Gopal Godse and three others were his accomplices. NPR's Michael Sullivan visited Godse in the southern Indian city of Pune.
Gopal Godse lives in a tiny two-room apartment in Pune, a three-hour drive from India's commercial capital, Bombay. The paint in the stairwell leading to his apartment is faded and peeling. The living room of the apartment is a shrine to his brother and the others who plotted Gandhi's death. Their pictures adorn the walls of the tiny room, piled high with books about the assassination. Gopal Godse served 18 years in prison for his role in Gandhi's murder. Today, at 83, he is the last surviving member of the group that planned it. Godse, a polite and slight man with piercing gray eyes, is still mentally alert and utterly unrepentant.
We assassinated him because, in our view, he was harmful to the nation. In India, we at least desired it should be a Hindu state where openly the government will have one faith, and that is Hindu faith. And that was not done. In that case, we say Gandhi was a traitor.
50-plus years later, Godse still cannot forgive Mohandas Gandhi for, as Godse sees it, betraying India's Hindus by going along with partition and promoting a secular India.
To allow Gandhi natural death was a shame to Hindus. He played his politics such a way that the Muslims should be encouraged to call for Pakistan. And therefore, the creation of an enemic state, because Pakistan, it is not a mere independence for the Muslims. It is no. Their aim is to convert the remaining India, and they are trying that.
On January 30th, 1948, Godse's brother Naturam exacted his revenge. After delivering a traditional greeting to Gandhi in the garden of a businessman's house in New Delhi.
With his pistol, he went forward, said namaste. In the moment, he found that the two girls on whose shoulders Gandhiji was coming, where one of them was so close to him that she had covered a smut portion of Gandhiji. So Naturam stepped a little further, dragged her away, and shot.
Gandhi died almost immediately. Naturam Godse and another plotter, Narayan Apte, were hanged for the crime in 1949. Both Godse and his brother were members of the RSS, a militaristic Hindu organization influenced by German fascism in the 1930s. Hindu nationalist groups like the RSS were briefly banned following Gandhi's assassination. Half a century later, a Hindu nationalist-led government is in power in New Delhi, the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. The BJP won election on a platform of Hindutva, or Hinduness. Many of its members would agree with Gopal Godse that India makes far too many concessions to its Muslim minority at the price of the majority Hindu population.
We have given them protection that you may marry any number of wives, that's one, and you may produce any number of children. So you may produce 10 children, no matter. And all these children, when developed, will be the voters, and according to the democracy, they will be dominant over the Hindus.
In his tiny flat, the 83-year-old Godse dreams of a day when India will be a place where all its citizens will call themselves Hindus. He is encouraged by the election of the BJP as a first step toward what he calls the Hindu Rashtra, or Hindu nation. And as for the assassination of Mohandas Gandhi, he remains adamant. No regrets, Godse says, and no question, I'd do it again. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Pune.